Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shake 'em, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer or some such
geeks
intro.
Are geeking. Yay. And beaks are beaking.
Yes, I'm Tim.
I'm Frank.
And we have beer. What's your beer?
The venerable Sam Adams Porch Rocker.
No, that's my beer.
What?
It's also your beer.
What?
Hey.
It's like we're in the same room or something.
Oh, my God, we are. High five across the table.
High five.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling geeky, feeling beery.
You're feeling geeky. Interesting. What are you geeking out about?
I'm geeking out about a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's
just a perpetual state of geeking.
It's a perpetual.
I must be awkward at work.
It's yeah. Honestly. But I feel like there's always those things like, so lately, everyone's excited about like Mad Max just came out, right?
It was so good.
I know you.
Yeah.
Everyone's telling me to see Mad Max. Yeah. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. Oh,
I haven't.
We can't geek out about it. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Yeah. You. But I mean, like, I'm excited. I wasn't planning to see it because Mad Max was never a.
Yeah. No, me either.
It was never something
I've
I was
never
into.
I've never seen the other films.
Neither have I. I've never seen them.
It's not necessary.
That's good. That's good to hear. Actually, that's really good to hear.
His name is Max. Okay, you're good. That's it.
Cool. Yeah. And you're, like that's like the most that I really have heard from someone else who hasn't seen the other films. So like, I feel a little bit outcast in a way where it's like, I don't know, Max. Like, do I have to like go back to the beginning and watch them over from the start to know what's going on?
Right.
You know, like you're the first person to say like, no, don't worry about it. Just jump in.
Yeah. They do this little intro thing at the beginning.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. I mean, I imagine like it's been like 20, 30 years since the last one, like 20 years maybe.
Like definitely not 30.
Yeah.
Maybe 20-ish.
It's been a while since the last one. It's conceivable that
last one was in the 90s.
Okay.
So yeah.
it's conceivable that whoever is watching this movie hasn't
Beyond
seen
Thunderdome. Yeah.
So, you know, that makes sense that they would set it up that way. But like I feel like there's these areas, we've talked about this before. I feel like there's these areas of you know, geekdom where there's certain things that, you know, I'm not into or you're not into, you
right.
know, I'm not into like Game of Thrones. I'm not into certain things that are like swords and sorcery.
Oh my God. Last night's episode was so good. You're just missing out a lot of really quality.
So
things.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. There's all these things people are like, you have to see this and you have to see that and you're missing out if you don't watch them. And I'm just like, I just don't have time for all the things that I want to watch. Plus everything that everyone's telling me I need to watch, you know?
Isn't it interesting that you're not interested or whatever, but it's all about watching stuff. It's not like you're missing out if you're not reading this or.
Yeah, that's true.
You're missing out if you're not listening to this type of music or like something. But it's usually like you're missing out if you don't watch this thing.
That's the most prevalent one. I definitely hear people saying like you have to listen to, you know, this band or that band or, you know.
Yeah, I don't hear that as much.
I do get that stuff. Like, you know, I want to be listening to more folk music and I want to be listening to more like, you know, certain genres and even certain specific artists. But I just don't have the time to like.
Right.
All right, I'm going to dedicate all day today to just listening to, you know, Swear and Shake, you know, the folk band or whatever. Like, it's not doable.
It's a great folk band name. Never even heard of them. This sounds awesome.
Really good band, actually.
That's something I want to check. I like folk music, so I'm going to check that out.
Me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, but do you feel the same way? Are there areas of your geekdom where you're just like, that's just not something I've ever gotten into? It doesn't mean I don't like it. It's just not something I've ever, you know, found the time for.
Yes. There, I mean, Lost was one of those things.
Oh, sure. That's a great example.
Lost was certainly a thing that I was like, I watched the first season binged. I binged the first
Me
season
too.
When it was still on.
Oh, okay.
And then I watched season two, like, with everybody.
Oh, you did? And okay. I didn't realize you were ever watching Lost, like, while it was on the air.
Yeah, I watched while it was on the air.
Okay.
And then season three happened, and I got busy. I think I went to college.
Okay.
No, it was my sophomore year of college. And I was like, I don't have time for this. And right. so I watched Interspritten episodes, and I was like, I liked it, but it was like one of those, like, I'm watching it because everybody else is watching yeah. it.
You weren't watching it for you. You were watching it to, like, to keep up with the conversation no, more than anything
right,
else.
Right, exactly. It's still why I haven't seen past season one of Breaking Bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's definitely like a fan thing that I'm like.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's one where I like, I didn't watch, I have watched it now, but I only watched it in the last year. And before that, I just didn't have the time for it, and I just didn't, you
right.
know, I just didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's a good example of one.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, but I mean, like even more, broader things, like something like steampunk.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I just, there are things about it that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
There are gears and stuff and steam. There's lots of steam everywhere.
And
lots
punks.
Of cool entrances for punks, but not like 80s punks, like, or punk rock. It's like. Different. Punks with steam, yeah. I don't know.
Might even call them steam punks.
So, be a good name for a folk band.
Yeah.
So stuff like that I'm like, I can watch a movie with it, but then it annoys me that it's in it because I'm like, this doesn't feel historically accurate, even though it's supposed to not be.
Right.
Like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is a perfect example
of
that. Like, that's super steampunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the movie's about literary characters that obviously aren't real or anything like that, right. but bothers me. They're rebooting that. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going to start over again.
Yeah.
From scratch. That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think they'll get somebody that doesn't understand the script to read it again?
I don't know. I didn't really care for the first one, to be honest. Like, I like the idea of it, but
I didn't really care for the first one.
I didn't really care for it.
There are moments of it that I really, really like. Yeah. Most of the stuff that involves steam, but mm-hmm. yeah, but not the punks.
Not the punks.
Sawyer was such a punk in that movie and he had no steam.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so that's something. But, I mean, even more specific than that, off air we were talking, like, I'm in the middle of watching T2 right now.
Oh, yeah, Terminator, yeah.
Right, and so, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And so, I love Arnold. I moderately enjoy Arnold. I should rephrase.
I do really enjoy Terminator a lot.
Yeah, see, and even, like, when I was a kid, I liked it. But it wasn't one of those things, like, people the day the world goes to hell is what?
Judgment Day.
Yes. And do you know what year that is?
It changes a bunch throughout the series.
Okay,
it's been a while.
Okay, but the fact that you know that
even
tells me that, you know, like, I don't know, T2, it's 1997.
Oh, 97, yeah.
I just watched that part of the movie today.
Nice.
At work.
Nice.
Because I was bored
and
had nothing to do. I was on lunch break, to
Good
be
stuff.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So that's just,
but it's stuff like that. Now I'm watching it now
and
I'm enjoying the heck out of it, which is making me really excited for Genesis.
Yes.
So can we see that together? We haven't talked
let's
about
do
this.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's totally see that together.
When's that come out? June, July?
July.
Yeah.
I'm July. Down. Just picked up the new issue of Empire that has,
oh, nice.
Maybe that's what started it, that, cause I picked there on the, Sarah Connor in Terminator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-800.
Yes. T-800.
Yeah. They're on the cover.
And
reading about it. It made me kind of excited.
Okay. Was it Linda Hamilton on the cover, or was it?
No, it's Khaleesi's Daenerys there. What's her real name? Don't tell me. Yep, you don't know. Keep talking, because I'm going to think about it.
The new Sarah Connor.
Amelia Clark. Yes. See, I told you. If you started talking, I remember.
I would remember. Okay, so that like kickstarted for you. But are you enjoying it more now than you have in the past?
Yeah, maybe just because I'm, like, in the mood to watch it.
Yeah.
There are some geek things that you're always in the mood. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never not in the mood to watch a Batman movie or almost any comic book movie for that matter. You know what I mean? But sometimes I have to be in the mood for Planet of the Apes or Alien, which I also just rewatched.
Nice.
I told you I just did an indie marathon. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I felt like watching...
Indie, like independent films, or like Indiana Jones?
Yeah, I watched all the independent films.
I didn't know if you meant, like,
every single one.
All right, so Indiana Jones.
I watched I wanted to watch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
And I haven't seen it from start to finish in years.
Me neither.
Years. And so I did. I watched it. I was like, wow, the movie's really good. I understand I understand why people love that film.
Oh, sure.
It made me super jazzed for Indiana Jones. So then I was like, maybe Temple of Doom isn't as bad as I remember.
Is it?
And then 10 minutes into it, I was like, this is super, this is super racist.
Why are we
And
leaving?
I'm uncomfortable about it. And so, but even some of that I quite enjoyed. It was really pretty. But I mean, yeah. it's Spielberg, so. Yeah. But it was there were shots of it. I watched it on Blu-ray too, so it was like shots that were really, really beautiful. Yeah. And then I was like, man, I wonder if Last Crusade is as excellent as I remember. And it wasn't.
Really?
I think I enjoyed Raiders more.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that weird?
That's interesting. I mean, Raiders is an excellent, excellent film on its own, right? I mean, it's outstanding on its own.
Yeah.
I Except always
the reigning theory that you don't need Indiana Jones to complete the film.
That is an interesting theory.
Yeah. I don't think I actually I kept it in my mind while I was watching it. I was like, no, there are a couple things that like he's absolutely necessary. Yeah.
Totes Nessies. Yeah.
Somewhere in Scotland, a Loch Ness monster is turning its head. Yeah.
And Totes Nessies. And then Sean Connery came out and fathered Indiana Jones.
Yes.
In Scotland.
Yes.
The end.
Yeah, the end. Yeah. That was good. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
And thus, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen
right.
was rebooted.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, yeah, I want to finish my Indiana Jones story.
Yeah,
you're not even
going to
let
ahead.
Me. There's four films. I know you're a denier.
But no, I'm not a denier. I just don't care for the last one, but I'm not a denier.
Well, so...
I watch it from time to time.
Yeah, so I finished three to watch four. And my friend, I was texting my friend at the time, and he said, I said I was watching these films, and he said, which one? And the whole... like future of our relationship and friendship is based on your answer. And I think I was watching Last Crusade or Raiders at the time. He said, okay, good. Cause if you said Last Crystal Skull, like no more
it's
friendship.
Over. Yeah.
But I watched it and there are parts of it I definitely quite enjoy. And then there are others that I'm just like, no, that's just not a why.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. But you know what? I could do that with almost any movie. So more to the point, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I feel like a better fan now that I've, because I've never marathoned them together.
Nice. Ever. Yeah, I haven't done it in several years. I really need to.
I haven't marathoned anything in a long time.
Yeah. Same. I really need to. The closest I came was that I watched Star Trek. Actually, a couple weeks back, I watched like Star Trek, 2009 Star Trek on a Friday night, and then I watched Into Darkness on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that counts. But there's only two of them. Does that count as a marathon? Back to back,
really?
What's the like number where you need?
I think three.
Three.
Yeah,
three is a marathon
for movies. I think it's three. I think for TV,
it needs to be a whole season.
I mean, that's like a binge is a whole season. I'd say a marathon could be like half a season or.
Well, so you know,
at least two or three hours.
See, I would think that like marathoning. Is a season, but binging is multiple seasons.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. That's not how we use the term on the internet, but.
But I see your logic there.
Mm-hmm. It's only logical. Yes. So what about, go ahead. What were you going to say? I cut you off like 12 times.
No. You were totally fine. I was just reacting to what you were saying.
Yes.
I think there's definitely a few things. Like, okay, the whole like magic and wizards and all, like anything in the swords and sorcery fantasy realm. I'm really strong on the sci-fi and the superheroes, but I'm definitely deficient when it comes to like fantasy.
Yeah, that's where our friendship is. That's where
differ.
This is the differential right here.
Yeah.
Because I kind of lean away from the space stuff a little bit more, and I'm all about riding on horseback, throwing a sword at people.
And that's so interesting because
throwing a sword.
The two things that we have in common the most are superheroes and Star Wars.
Yes.
Like more than
arguably
anything.
Sci-fi more than fantasy, arguably the most of sci-fi.
I mean and people will say like, no, but Star Wars is fantasy, and like, yes, there's something to that, but
no, Star Wars is science fiction. I don't agree with that.
I think it's sci-fi fantasy. I think it's a little bit of both.
Sci-fi fantasy is like, is it a redundancy, like, because then is it unclear like what the definition of fantasy is and what the definition of sci-fi is?
Maybe I think if you think of sci-fi and fantasy as two separate things, as they were, think about going back to like the 1920s or 30s, like when there were like pulps and stuff.
Right.
Sci-fi,
I think I was about 70 years old then.
Yeah, you were young.
I was Benjamin Buttoning
you
myself.
You were young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you were old.
Yeah, I was old. So I was 70, not seven. Yeah.
Back then, sci-fi was like spaceships and shiny, you know, and the future and technology.
Tomorrowland.
Like, yes.
A movie I haven't seen.
Haven't
heard great things.
Haven't heard great things.
Although I did hear good things today.
Oh, good.
Enough to intrigue me to see it on Blu-ray.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going
to
wait
to rent. Yes.
But then fantasy was like King Arthur and Merlin and like that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know,
Things in fantasy are made out of. Lord of the Rings. Homes are made out of wood and stone.
Yes, Lord of the Rings. Yes. Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. And they were very separate things, but Star Wars kind of takes the best of both of them and blends them in a way. It takes like the archetypes from fantasy
and puts them in space.
And puts them in space into a science fiction
sci-fi fantasy
realm. But like a science fiction, like Frankenstein is science fiction.
It's also horror.
It's also horror. You're right. You're right. But it's sci-fi horror. I think sci-fi.
Sci-fi has to include science.
I mean,
by definition, yeah. Right. But Dracula couldn't technically be science fiction. Is that fantasy?
Yeah, I think that's more fantasy
horror.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantasy horror.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that there's usually another adjective that goes with sci-fi or with fantasy, you know?
Okay.
Usually.
Okay, well, here's the thing with Star Wars. Let's go this route. If it's sci-fi fantasy, that means that there's some things that are not explained by science, which creates the fantasy portion.
Right, the Force.
Except the midichlorians.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So the original trilogy, or it used to be sci-fi the fantasy, but trilogy, now it's just sci-fi.
It's more sci-fi than it is fantasy. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I still say that the archetypes and the idea, the overall arc, comes out of fantasy.
Yes,
fantasy
I agree with tropes, you. Yes, I agree right? with you.
But the storytelling aspects of it, I would say, are fantasy. But yes, there's more sci-fi. He's more sci-fi now than fantasy.
Mm, good.
This is no fantasy. Sorry.
Right. Okay. So, but that's all stuff that we like. So.
Yeah.
But you're not a Game of Thrones person. You're not a Lord of the Rings person. You're not a Dungeons and Dragons person.
No.
You're not a running out of sight Seventh Son person. But I don't think anybody was a Seventh Son person. I don't know one person that saw that film.
Mm.
Maybe the Seventh Son of the Seventh Son saw it. I don't know.
I'm not even familiar with this. Not the Seventh Seal, the Seventh Son.
Seventh Son, Seventh Seal.
Seventh Seal was like the old Ingmar Bergman film.
No, Seventh Son is the movie with Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore that just came out.
Oh, I don't.
Yep, see, and yeah, see, and that's my point. Yeah, nobody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all weird and fine. But you're a Firefly guy.
Yeah,
and I've never even seen the whole thing.
Right,
I've never seen. I've seen Serenity a couple times, okay, but I've never seen the whole show.
Yeah.
And you love Star Trek way more than I do. No, that's not fair, because I actually like Star Trek quite a bit.
I like Star Trek a lot. I don't love Star Trek to the same level that I love Star Wars.
No.
But I even hesitate to say I love Star Trek. I do love Star Trek, but just in a different way. It's a very different kind of love. Groovy kind of love.
Right.
Groovy kind of Trek.
Like, you do Star Wars on the couch, but you'd only do Star Trek, you know, like...
In a motel?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I was thinking of like watching it on the couch. That's not where I was going with the.
No, I go to the when I said that I watched the Star Trek movies back to back, I went to motels both nights to watch it.
You went to? Yeah, no. That seems like you were spending more money. So then, wouldn't you actually love Star Trek more?
I was just too ashamed to watch it in my home.
Ah, there it is. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I really enjoy Trek, but not to the same. And don't, you know, I'm sorry, Trekkies. You're right, Trekkers.
It's Trekkers.
I do really, really, really love it, and I especially love, original Trek. Although lately, I'm still kind of working my way through some of Next Generation. I've really been enjoying that.
How far are you into it? Later season five now. Because I tried with season one, and I was like, nope, not about this.
It does get off to a rough start.
Yeah, as most shows do.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I just wasn't giving it the time of day. Probably because I like fantasy a little bit more.
Yeah, Star Trek is like, well, I want to say it's like pure sci-fi. It's much more pure sci-fi. It's much closer to pure sci-fi.
Right. Well, if you removed the Force or Jedi from Star Wars, the line between Trek and Wars is a lot thinner.
Yes, except that I think Star Trek is
it's less mythological.
Less mythological and more philosophical.
Yes.
You know, it's got the whole Twilight Zone thing where at the end of every episode, there's like the lesson you're supposed to take away about philosophy and about mankind and all of that. You know? Which I really enjoy. Sometimes they're heavy handed. Sometimes they're not. But I enjoy Trek on a different level. But yeah, like the sci-fi, the fantasy, the pure fantasy stuff – you know, like Lord of the Rings, I want to like Lord of the Rings so badly, and I just can't get into it at the same level. Like, when, you know, I hear you talk about it with some of our friends, and I'm just like, it's good. I mean, I recognize what it is good at.
That's okay. A Lord of the Rings fan is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
I know.
See what I did there?
I do see what you
See? Yeah.
I get the references.
I know, right. Well, it's like I get the Firefly references, right, or I get, you know, the steampunk references for the things that are out there.
The punkers.
The punkers, yeah.
Star.
The stumpers. Nope, it's not.
Strumpets? I don't know.
Strumpets always make me think of crumpets, which makes me think of Great Mouse Detective. Yeah. Cheese crumpets. Yeah. Yeah, never had one.
Me neither.
No, but I've watered one since I've been like 4 years old. So if you want to make us some cheese crumpets and send them over our way, our P.O. box is P.O. 90210.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's the famous television show.
What's television?
It's the thing you watch in a motel.
Bring it back. Yeah, I mean... There and there's nothing wrong with that, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with having the thing that you just don't have time for, or you don't have that same appreciation for.
You can't like everything.
Exactly. Even you know, there was a time, I think, when it was possible to be a real geek and have.
Yeah, but now you're just, I'm a sci-fi fantasy fan.
Yeah.
Or I'm a, you know, or you can't just see.
Well, it's,
say,
I'm a Star Wars fan, or I'm a Firefly fan, or I'm a, you know, or I'm a little bit of all of them. But it used to be that if you said I'm a sci-fi fan, you probably liked all of whatever was out there,
because there was probably only like three things to choose from,
right? And so like if you were a true sci-fi fan, you had to watch all of it to keep yourself, you know, satisfied,
fed.
Like
Now if you said I'm a sci-fi fan, that's Firefly, Terminator, Babylon 5,
sure.
Battlestar Galactica, even if you said like you're a comic fan, even at that point, it's still like, is it Marvel, is it DC, is it Image, is it Dynamite, is it this? But then even that, is it, are you a Superman fan, are you a Batman fan, are you a Green Lantern fan, are you a Flash fan, are you Captain America, are you Avengers, are you Spider-Man? Like, there's just so much. And then part of being in that culture is almost you want to be not the cool thing. And so growing up and not the cool thing, you have to almost be like, well, I'm a Miss Marvel fan.
Yeah.
Because not that many people know who that is.
Right. You want to be a little bit hipster and be like, oh, well, I really like, you know, Peter David's Supergirl, and that's the only Supergirl that really rings true for me.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But before, you could like all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be that you would look for, you know, you'd meet somebody else who was a comic fan, and you probably had, you know, most of the stuff that you were reading, they were probably reading too, because there was less of it to consume.
Right.
So if you said you were a fan of this, then you were probably reading most of what was out there, because it wasn't that much of it.
Right.
But now,
you know what, we're the worst though. We're like, there's too much good stuff.
I know. And I used to hear myself. I was just going to like change paths and go down
there. There's too many good things.
Yeah.
How terrible. What an awful time we're living in.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm really happy that we are living in this time where, like,
yeah, see, I'm not getting, people are like getting sick of the stuff, and I'm like,
I'm not.
But see, now, here's the thing. Before, there was only three things you could choose from, but even if two out of three of those things were cruddy, you watch them anyway.
So everything.
Now, you choose what's good.
Right.
And that's even better.
Yeah.
Like, I could say, like, people who, like, love Merlin on BBC might not like Game of Thrones because it's too hardcore, or vice versa, or whatever. You can choose now. It doesn't matter, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Man. Stuff.
Tough times, man.
Yeah.
Tough times. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much everything I had to say on the topic. I'm just really happy we have as much awesome stuff as you do.
Right.
And I think it's just fair. I think we can all be a little kinder to each other when, you know, when someone doesn't like all the same stuff you like. And, you know, it's like, you recommend stuff you like, absolutely. But I think it's okay to, you know, understand.
It's okay to pass.
Yeah.
It's okay to understand, I think.
So you can understand that, okay, you know, I don't have time for some of the stuff you like. You don't have time for some of the stuff I like. I highly recommend this if you ever have time to watch it, you know, but I hate when people are like, you haven't seen this. How can you never have seen it? What's wrong with you?
Well, we've been doing that forever. And even like, it's never going to go away. And stuff like, so I got yelled at. Okay. I got yelled at because I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Someone was like, you've never seen Pulp Fiction. Right. And I'm like, I've seen a bunch of the other Tarantino movies.
Yeah. I've seen lots of movies.
I've seen a lot of movies. Yeah. And I've seen a lot of Tarantino movies. I just never got to that one. I'm never in the mood for Tarantino.
Yeah.
On like a level where it's like Saturday night or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I went out last night. I don't want to do anything. Let's just watch a movie.
Right.
Tarantino's usually not what I'm going to flip on.
Yeah. I hear that.
It takes a lot of effort to listen to Tarantino.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. So moral of the story, I haven't seen Pulp Fiction, but we should all love each other.
That's it.
Yeah.
Be kind to your fellow geek. I think that's really what the lesson is.
Yeah. Even if they don't like Game of Thrones, even though it was so good last night, you have no idea.
I really don't have any idea. But I'm happy for you.
You should be. And the millions of other people in the world who watch it.
All right. I'm very happy for all of you. So listen, Beer with Geeks is the name of the show.
It is.
If you put a .com after that, you get our website.
Oh, my goodness.
If you put an @ in front of it, you get our Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
If you put a Facebook.com in front of it, you get our Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy how that works. Yeah.
That doesn't exactly work because you have to put a @gmail.com behind it to get an email.
Whoa. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I knew something was missing. Yeah. I was like, which one is it?
Now it all clicks.
Email. So email us your geek things that you're not quite in on.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
Mm.
It'll be good times. Good times had by all, but all not right. to all because we all like different things. So.
And that's okay.
In conclusion, cheers.
Cheers. Be kind to your fellow geek.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.